grade year that I told my my soccer coach, his name was Scott. I played for the Fresno Hurricanes. We won state championships and we did it all. We went up and down the California coast, beating teams left and right. And my eighth grade year, I told him that I wanted to play football, and he literally started crying, like in tears, saying, "You know, what am I doing? You have such a future in this, and you could be one of the best, and do it, you know, anything to get me to stay on the team." But something was calling me and telling me to go play football. I played safety. I had the middle bar down the center of my face mask, and I just didn't know what was going on at all. And my next year, I played a freshman year. I grew 6 inches over the summer and just started killing. So started in eighth grade. I started getting letters from like Brown and all these Ivy League schools that I really didn't have the grades to qualify for, but they were taking interest because I had okay grades, you know what I mean? And they were hoping that I'd have my grades up by the time I left high school, my senior year. But I kind of figured I would have a chance somewhere. So I didn't know where I'd end up at, but I knew that my future was looking bright either way. I feel like I made an impact when it was my 18th birthday. I was 17 years old playing against a bunch of grown men. And a newspaper article came out, the California Daily, calling me the kid. It was like, the title was The Kid, you know what I mean? And I was 17 years old, and I was balling. I was on special teams, killing it. So I feel like I made an impact there, and that, you know, that made me feel real wanted and a part of the team and a part of the whole California program. And from there, I just realized that this is what I wanted, so I went for it. I missed Senior Bowl because I had some issues with my little surgery that I had after my bowl game. So I missed that. I had about half the time that these other guys had. I had to get caught up in everything. So, I mean, I had 5 MRIs, like, in a 40-degree room with no blanket, hour each. You know, I left that MRI room cold and sick. And I had to run the 40 the next day, like, the things that they do. I mean, I was missing dinner because I was so busy with the meetings at night with the coaches, going in and out 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes there. I had about 20 meetings, you know, for a total of 2 days. So you can imagine how busy I was. But it was stressful, man. It was hard. It was fun, though, at the same time. No, I mean, meeting Hall of Fame guys, meeting guys that, you know, you see on TV that you never thought you'd be in the same room with, you know. I mean, I took it all in, and I don't know if I'd be willing to do it again, but it was a great time, and it was a good one. Getting that phone call was like a dream come true. Such a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And being here at the Eagles, you know, has been thus far like the best experience I've had in my whole life. It's been a good time. It's been hard work, but it's been fun, and I know that I'm playing for like the best organization in the league. Like, I hear nothing but good things, and I've experienced nothing but good things while I'm here. So, but that draft day call was amazing, man. I just felt like the world was lifted off my shoulders. I mean, someone wanting you is the best. It's not like they just brought me in here just because I was the last one on the board, but they actually picked me because they wanted me, and that's the best part about it. I don't know. I think I'm looking forward to the first big ooh and ah from the crowd and really making a name for myself on the field. And that's what I'm looking forward to leaving a legacy, or just having people know my name out here.